Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on, so I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, betterhelp.com/mascara. Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara.
Hey everyone, it's Fat Mascara. I'm Jess.
I am Jen. Hi, welcome.
We are doing another major interview today. It's with Caroline Fabregas. She is the CEO of Scent Marketing Inc. We say Scent Marketing Inc.
I don't know if you have to say the ink. I'm so excited to talk. I feel like the last few fragrance, we did some solo interviews, and how much fun do we have when the two of us get together with another fragrance aficionado?
I just feel like my whole body lights up. I feel like you light up, and obviously this is Caroline's passion, and she is such an expert, not just in fragrance, but bringing fragrance to the public when they don't even realize that they are experiencing fragrance in a way that like is completely immersive. Now, you'll hear me talk about this early in the conversation with Caroline, but I brought this, hand-selected this for our listeners because I knew you guys were going to love this. It is the intersection of fragrance, science, emotion, interesting marketing, cool, weird social trends. It is like a total explosion of all of that. So Caroline is a business person, but she is so much more than that. She understands how all of these things come together. And I think you guys are going to take home some practical tips and also hopefully just find her work super inspiring and enjoyable.
All right, let's get into it and meet Caroline.
Caroline. Caroline, I'm so happy that you made it to Fat Mascara. This is awesome. I'm like, this is one I was waiting for because I just, you're touching on so many things that the Fat Mascara family is obsessed with. Scent, home, space, science, branding, emotion. Oh my God. But I got to ask, in your home right now, what does it smell like?
Oh my gosh, what a great question.
Well, what do you have going on?
Well, I'm thrilled to see you and so happy to be with you today. In my home, when you walk in, it is really whatever I'm working on at the time that you're going to smell.
Oh, okay.
I am always in test. And the best way to test is in my own home in a real life situation. So I have a wonderful confidential project that is in the home furnishing space to be revealed later. When you walk into my home, you'll be smelling that signature scent in development.
Very cool. Okay, that makes sense. Now, I've sort of teased a little bit of what you do, but I think like, It's when I talk about what you do, I overcomplicate it. It sounds too like technical. I feel like I've not done a very good job at really explaining what you do. When you're at dinner parties, how do you just simplify and say what you do? Okay. Hi, Caroline. Great to meet you. What do you do?
Oh, wow. Gosh, that's just great because I think it's important that we all sort of boil down the elevator pitch.
What's
right?
The elevator pitch? Yeah. I need to get better at that. Okay.
Yeah. I think if someone said, so what do you do? I think I would say, well, I have a company called Scent Marketing, Inc., and we help brands to bring their brands to life through scent.
That's beautiful.
Yeah,
that sounds good.
Okay, good.
But keep going. I've got time.
Yeah,
I'm seated next to you for like 3 hours. I'm not going anywhere, but give me a little more.
Which we were for a while at that Fragrance Foundation event when I met you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we were. So we really we're passionate about creating immersive sensory experiences. So if you have a favorite hotel that you've always longed to go to, but you just haven't been there yet, we can bring you that experience of going to that favorite hotel or favorite place or favorite occasion. We can bring that to you with scent. We can create that immersive sensory experience that if you closed your eyes, it would almost be like being there.
That you actually bring up a good question. So when you say people who like have never been to a hotel that they wanted to go to, do you have like information or like anecdotal or real data on this? Do they buy, let's say, okay, pretend like we know, I was going to bring this example up later, but it's now closed, but like the Gramercy Park Hotel was famous for one signature scent. It was a La Labo scent. Did people buy that scent knowing that that was a cool hotel and they would buy that scent with like this aspirational quality? Or did people who had been to that hotel buy that scent as like a, oh, remember when, or like recreate, like which audience was the bigger purchasing group?
Yeah, the largest purchasing group is clearly the people that have had the actual experience, because if they go to the, for example, the One Hotel, or they go to the Arlo Hotel, these are a couple of our incredible clients, and they just have this amazing experience, or maybe they had a special occasion. You know, we've had people who said, oh my gosh, my fiance proposed to me at dinner at the Arlo Hotel. And they're just so enamored with that experience. And the scent is such a part of that experience that they want to take that home with them. And that actually has brought out my product development background to creating lots of scent extensions for our clients, candles and room sprays and reed diffusers. But there are definitely inquiries from people who would love to go to the One Hotel, Hanalei Bay. They haven't been there yet. They're thinking about it and they've heard about the scent and they want to experience it. So there are those aspirational voyages that people want to take as well.
What's Hanalei Bay? Now I want to go. And I don't
Oh my gosh. I actually was so lucky. I happened to be in Hawaii last year visiting family.
Okay, I felt like it was Hawaii.
Yes, it's from Hawaii. It's Hawaiian. And actually they had this new hotel they were building in Hanalei Bay. And so we flew over there just for the day to see it in construction. It's now finished. It is, I think, like going to the end of the world and discovering paradise. It is just the most heavenly place.
You had me with end of the world.
Yes. You go to the end of the world and then there's this magical place. It's Hanalei Bay and it's so spectacular.
What does Hanalei Bay smell like?
Yeah.
And how do you make these infusion of scent? You're not just lighting 72 candles in the Hanalei lobby. What do you do on the back end with your clients?
Oh, yeah. So this is the One Hotel I was referring to. So it is the One Hotel signature scent, which is so endemic to that brand. It's actually in all of their locations. It's a cult favorite. And our art and science is, of course, the art is the creation of this branded scent that's so specific to that brand. But the science is how we actually invisibly diffuse it into the atmosphere safely and invisibly so that you have this experience that it's not so obvious. It isn't overpowering, but it is ever present and absolutely encompassing. And we do this through a series of cold mist diffusers that are commercial grade. We're now making them available for homes as well, but they go into the HVAC or they're freestanding. They don't use any water. They're a commercial grade diffuser, and they invisibly micronize the scent and put it into the atmosphere in this really safe, breathable way that's just magical.
Are they safe for pets?
Yes, they're very safe for pets, actually, because there's no mist. Mm-hmm. It's completely okay. Dry and there's no oil residue.
Last question. I'm crazy. We got more questions for you. Another question, but go back to what does the One Hotel smell like?
The One Hotel signature scent was an amazing development. It's a completely custom scent. It is sandalwood and cedarwood and eucalyptus and tree moss. It is really highly addictive. People absolutely love it. And the wonderful,
I'm picturing people like, you have to drag them out of the hotel.
Well, you kind of do. And that is a little bit the power of scent marketing is there is that linger longer factor. People really do want to stay in an environment that makes them feel good. And what's been really interesting about that signature scent is whether you were in Hawaii or whether you're in Brooklyn or Central Park, this scent sort of transverses these different topographies, and whether you're in a state of reclaimed wood or beech wood or driftwood, the scent just really works no matter what the environment, because it's just so endemic to that brand. Exciting.
Awesome.
I always wondered how they do that when you walk in the hotel. Like, I knew the scent was there, but I'm like, I don't see like the cheap diffusers. I don't see the little sticks, like the tricks we have at home to do it. But obviously it's a fancy commercial grade thing, of course. What are, besides like One Hotel, what are some of your other clients that you have and projects that you've done?
Auberge Resort Collection is another amazing hotel chain. They are just some of the most beautiful resorts in all the world. And they started with the resort in Napa Valley. And in fact, the brief that we originally received was, give me the sense of Napa Valley rushing in through the window. This was the brief from the creative director, who we adore. And then he sent me a little envelope with like manzanita and Palo Santo, a little envelope of leaves and twigs and things from that location. And the combination of the brief and then these living objects that he mailed to me was how we created this incredible scent that is very much about the terroir, the earth, the burnt olive, the vineyards. It's green. It's amazing. And similarly, even though they have resorts all over the world, the spirit of a Auberge Resort Collection, it just lives beautifully in all of their environments. So the Wildflower location just opened recently, not too far away from where I am here in Westchester, New York. So no matter where you are, that is a beloved scent as well.
Jen and I are going to have to go on a sniffing test to make sure that the lobby really matches the terroir of, yes.
I'll be the secret shopper that checks up on like the stores.
I think
stores.
Your nose might be tired. You know, you need a fresh nose.
I think
volunteer.
So. I think you should come on a scent trek with us and see what you smell.
Do you get to go to these properties? Like, okay, you got this envelope of sticks that I really unromanticized that. You made it sound much more lovely. But like, sometimes you go to the property in order to like immerse yourself in the actual topography?
If it's accessible, we will definitely try to go in person when we're doing a sniffing session. Obviously, if it's an international project, we have to try to do it virtually to the best of our ability. But like next week, I'm going to the brand new Amrit Hotel on Singer Island. And we've created their signature scent. And so we're going to do a site inspection. So when we were there, it was under construction. So now when we go back next week to spec the site to see where they want to diffuse this experience, I think we're going to see this property coming together in all of its glory. It's this amazing hotel that's going to be really focused on wellness, but in a completely integrative way with many, many different wellness modalities. It's going to be a real mecca to come and have all this incredible wellness experience.
Fabulous.
So this creative director that you worked with, not this new project, but the one in Napa, for example, he sent you a brief. He sent you a little envelope. Is that how it always works? Like, what's the creative process like with different properties? And are they all hotels?
Well, we'll love to talk about some of the other clients as well, because every day is so different. I'm from the beauty industry originally and worked at Clarins for 12 years. And it was an amazing experience, but it was skincare. And it was always skincare. This is so different because I can be working with hospitality, I can be working with retailers, I can be working with medical spas, plastic surgery offices, professional offices, cruise ships. Every day is so completely different. Sometimes I never know where my day is going to take me. The lead up to the brief that I mentioned with Auberge Resorts, that brief is a result of actually a very, very special process that I've created over these many years. It's called a brand DNA analysis. And I think like drawing upon my branding experience from the world of beauty has been so helpful. And we actually study the brand in all of its spheres. We look at obviously the materials that are available. We look at the marketing materials, the training materials, the publicity, the website, anything and everything that we can find or that we are provided. We look at the textures. We look at the colors. We look at the tone of voice. We look at the philosophy, the sound. We study all of this and we do stakeholder interviews. And then with my marketing background, we take all of that and we synergize it into a brief that in a way is it's nothing that the client doesn't know, but we're serving it back to them in a fresh way through the olfactory lens or through the lens of scent. And they are usually fascinated and enamored and so delighted. And then once that brief is confirmed, we've all aligned on what this property or business or person wants to do and say in the world, then we use that as our foundation to go and find the master perfumer and the partner who's going to help us to develop the scent. It doesn't stop there. We then develop a range of submissions. And as you might tell, this is one of my favorite things in the world to do. We take those submissions and then we bring those back to the client in a sniffing session, which is a very specific session in which how we present the scents and relate them back to the brand and the values. And those usually go very well. And we leave a couple of the scents with the client for them to live with. And then they select and then we launch.
About how long is that whole process, like from start to finish, about?
That can be 10 to 12 weeks. It takes a while to understand the brand, to create the submissions, do the sniffing test, if we have to make any modifications to it. So it can be on a completely bespoke project, 10 to 12 weeks.
Now, you mentioned cruise ships. I mean, that's sort of
plastic
the most
surgery offices. That's the one I was like, what?
Well, I'm thinking just about the logistics of like, okay, let's talk about like a massive hotel, but a cruise ship also feels like the most to me complex, you tell me. Are you dealing with the mechanics of, okay, we're going to need one in the steerage, one in the...
You got it, Jessica. Like,
but like,
you got
okay,
it.
You were not on Titanic. No, but I'm serious. Like, this is like, it feels like part engineering. And I have complete faith that you were in, what did you do when you were like, the more like, pure beauty, like Clarins side. Just refresh my memory. Like, were you in marketing?
I was the head of marketing.
You're head of marketing.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is like a very big departure, and I believe that people evolve and they learn new skills. But like, are you advising on like we're going to need one here? It's going to need to go in the HVAC. We're going to like. How did you know all this?
Well,
you hire the right people to do this.
Nobody does anything alone, right? So you have to have great people with you and around you, and I have a great team. But over the years, I would have to say that you do gain an instinct and understanding and a knowledge from standing in a store, evaluating airflow, looking at where the door is.
It's the technical aspect that I'm like thinking about. Like that's it's engineering.
When it comes to, you know, the HVAC air handler, that's kind of where I stop and I bring in the experts, you know, to say exactly where it should get tapped in. But generally speaking, over the years, you do develop this sense of sort of like, where do you want to have the scent? Where is the electricity? Where is the air current? Yeah. Where's the best place to place the unit? But when it comes to the actual installation, yes, we have a team of highly, not only trained, but also accredited engineers who do the HVAC tech work.
Do you want scent where people are eating?
Usually not.
You don't want it in the dining room on the cruise ship.
Generally not. Sometimes people have wanted to have scent as an enhancement, and then you pick a specific scent that might enhance the dining experience, but generally not.
Okay.
What's the most memorable sniff session you had, like, or even brief? Like, was any surprises ever in that part of the creative process?
We've just had so many wonderful projects. There's not one.
Tell me about the surgeon. You know, that's what I want to hear.
Stands out, but I will tell you about the surgeon because imagine you're working with this amazing marketing team at the Deep Blue Med Spa Long Island Plastic Surgery. Mm-hmm. I adore these guys. Long Island Plastic Surgery is one of the largest and oldest plastic surgery clinics really in this country. They're incredibly esteemed. They have many centers on Long Island, and they've just opened up one in the city. And they have an area called the Deep Blue Med Spa where you can have topical treatments as well. And to their credit, they're so about their patient experience, they went ahead and contacted me to create a completely custom scent for their Deep Blue Med Spa. So this is how connected they are to their clientele. And this was an amazing development because it wasn't just about interpreting the Deep Blue Med Spa ambiance and decor, but you have spa director there who really had a point of view about the essential oils that the estheticians are using and how could that be brought to life. And then you have a panel of over 30 doctors that you have to be able to speak to as well and make them super comfortable about the breathability, the safety, and have many, many, many people within this organization to have concurred and to have agreed with this direction. So that one, I would say, was probably one of the more complicated in getting through the approval process, but everyone really was, to their credit, very passionate about this. And they've even gone the distance and created a candle, and they have the candle available for their patients, and they're very passionate about their scent. So a great case study.
Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along. Honeylove's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honeylove products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honeylove is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove. Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it?
They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Alo Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. alomoves.com, code MASCARA20.
I was just thinking, I know you don't do this, but I was like, what if just like doctor's offices and hospitals had a beautiful Caroline Fabregas company's design scent? Like, you know, you walk into a hospital and you're miserable
immediately.
Standardize
it, Caroline.
Yeah,
standardize like, it.
But you can change mood with scent, right?
Oh, yes, you really, really can. In fact, during the pandemic, when my entire scent marketing company kind of came to a screeching halt like everybody else in the world, where there were no hotels and nobody was traveling, I was like, what's a girl to do? So I, this is what I told the story to Jess, and she was like so incredibly just
supportive about
this journey that I went on. Yeah, so I was standing there like, what's a girl to do? I have these diffusers, I have this oil, like where am I going with this? I have a family to support, what should I do? And so I decided to open up a small studio, we call it, here in Scarsdale Village, and bring my diffusers and my scents and all of my experience to the residents, friends and family, and people who live here in this area to give them this experience of sensory experience during the pandemic, because we were all shut in, shut down. So having a citrus scent to tell you that it's morning, because I lost track of what was day and night, or something calming for the evening. So these are wonderful functional fragrances that can have great, great impact. So we opened up a studio called Scent Fluence, and we've been celebrating here the influencing power of scent in your business, in your life, taking the scents that we do in Scent Marketing Inc., selling them here, bringing them here to this audience. We have a website that launched that's been doing really, really well. And in addition, creating scents like Mint Focus, which really helps children in particular to focus while they're studying.
Did you say Mint Focus?
Mint Focus, yes. This was hugely popular during
the pandemic.
Does
it smell like mint?
It is. It's a gorgeous mint. And mint is historically known to help you have focus and clarity. And you can just gently diffuse that. So we've actually started to work not only in this branding sense and providing sense for businesses that are emblematic of their brand, but we've really started to work in this area of functional fragrance. And as you said, fragrance for your mood, fragrance for your life, to enhance, to make you feel better, to make you be more productive, or to help you sleep better.
Wait, what's the productive scent? I need that one. What makes you more productive?
Well, there are wonderful scents such as, like, we have a scent called Full of Energy, and it really makes you feel full of energy. It makes you feel really productive whether you're working out or whether you just need to work. You know, there's an incredible library.
What does it smell like?
It is a very high-level, evolved, elegant, expensive citrus. It is this incredible blend. It's a very expensive scent. We actually charge the same for all of our scents, but some of them are more expensive. This one is so elegant and so beautiful and bright and sparkly and just this incredible blend of citrus that makes you feel
energized.
I love
that in the background, you're like, cost of goods on that one. I shouldn't push that one. Have that really expensive orange oil. Is it because the citruses are expensive or it's like got a lot
be.
Of oil?
They can be. And you
that
know, just
lovely.
The cost of that oil really does make it like just incredibly beneficial, right? It makes it really work.
Now, these are oils that are in little diffusers. You have small ones, you have big ones. Are you doing candles too?
So we have a range of mostly ambient oils that are for diffusers, either in large space or smaller space. And then some of our branded scents that we create do make their way into candles. I've just started piloting a line of candles that I've created under Scentfluence that are inspired by yoga, because also during the pandemic, I started practicing yoga. And my yoga teacher took me through a yoga nidra meditation. Have you ever done one of those? I didn't know what it was. And it was just...
What is a nidra? Yeah, this,
yeah so
yoga... In short, what is it?
Yoga nidra meditation. It just helps you to become aware of all of your... All of every inch...
No, I know, because I'm sure it's very complicated and deserves some good airtime.
Yeah.
So I don't want to really cut it short, but I'm just like, yeah, in a nutshell...
It's this incredible meditation that helps you to become really conscious of every single inch of your body and your environment. And through that purposeful focus, you completely relax and you transcend your current reality and you kind of travel. You go on
and
a
Jess
journey.
Is like, tell me in a minute. It was funny because it's like meditation is the opposite of that. And you and I, Jess, are always like, no, give it to me quick. I got to go.
Well, no. Okay. Something that transcends the body is not going to be like told in 2 minutes. So you get what I'm saying. And it's an ancient, beautiful
art and practice. Yeah.
Listen, I rolled out the yoga mat this morning. I did. But then Johnny threw it and said, get rid of the carpet. Get rid of the carpet. So my 3-year-old.
You needed some scent influence.
I'm trying.
Wait, what's the name of the yoga scent that if someone wanted to order this?
Here's the thing. If you cannot get to your yoga mat, right? If you can't do that yoga nidra, or if you need a tree pose because you are needing some grounded, or you just are exhausted and you really want to be in a child's pose and you just want to shut down, but you're on a Zoom call and you really can't be in a child's pose because you have to perform. This is what I mean by immersive sensory experience. Imagine you could light a candle called Child's Pose, or called tree pose, or called yoga nidra, and it gives you this environmental smell that makes you feel like you're in a child's pose.
I like that it's by pose, too, because child's pose is very different than warrior, right?
Yes. So this was my findings during the pandemic.
I love that.
And I created these 3 candles to start. It's called the Scentfluence Yoga Series, and Child's Pose, Tree Pose, and Yoga Nidra, for all those times when you either... are doing those poses or when you wish you could. And the smell brings you there.
Can I request warrior next? Like when I need to like gear up for a big meeting or I can picture myself in the pose, but I'm not going to get in the pose, but I want that scent.
Yes. Can I tell you a pose that I did the other day that was so freaking good?
Tell me another freaking good pose.
Wait, okay. a quick sidebar. And like, I'm not like a big yogi, but like I do love to do yoga when I can. I'm really enjoying hip opener poses like frog and pigeon. That's what I really need right now.
Let me see if I can
you have 2 requests
the
now.
Scent of frog and pigeon. I'll be right
you,
on that.
Do you guys like those ones? Because those do it for me in a way that I'm like, they open something
People say
up
you
for me.
Hold a lot of emotion in your pelvis and your hips. So like when you open them, it's like very freeing.
Yes.
So yours would be a very freeing scent. Mine would be a very like focused
power
warrior scent. Caroline, we have 10 to 12 weeks. We'll see you back here for the sniff test with the 2 candles we've requested. Now, this is not how your business works, obviously. Obviously. I'm so sorry.
So funny.
I'm excited about this. But that was a really – I remember when you told me that was a really, really cool – this word is cliche, but it's a cool pivot that you did. And I know your store was popping and it's a, like now it's like a business that it's here to stay, right? Do you still have the physical store or?
Yes, yes.
Awesome.
So we opened up the October 30th of 2020, and I couldn't believe the amount of business with people with masks on in the middle of a pandemic, literally coming in with their masks on and smelling, because you can smell ambient scent through a mask and you don't even have to touch anything here. So we did a really wonderful business in November, December. I was so surprised. And it was only supposed to be a 6-month pop-up, kind of waiting to see what would happen next. But we've extended our lease 4 times, and I just renewed the lease for 3 years. And we are here to stay, and we're doing events, and we're having individual sniffing sessions. It's our showroom. Our clients come in here. It's been really wonderful.
Do you do the one hotel in a diffuser for your diffuser or no?
Yes.
Okay. You're personal shopping now, Jess, in the middle of the interview. I love it.
In your little the diffuser that you sell, like the oil, do you do the one?
We do.
Okay,
because
I feel like we're just talking about it so much, and I've never been to a one hotel.
We do,
and I want to smell it. Okay,
we have the permissions to be able to sell it in our studio and on our website, and that is one of our top selling items. People buy their little bottle of oil, and they buy their diffuser, and it's all available.
Now, just big picture with retail and hotels. Like this idea of a proprietary signature scent, to me, it feels like something that blew up like in the past 10, 15 years. But maybe that's just because I have more awareness of it in my job and everything. Or is this something that really did, is this kind of a more recent phenomenon?
No, you're right. You're right on, Jess. You know the trends and you know what's happening. No, you really do. And I didn't. I was busy
Jen's
working.
Laughing at me.
I was busy working at Clarins, and I had this amazing German husband who was an advertising executive, and he was like dabbling in scent diffusion, and he had this machine in our garage, and then he was like working with fragrance houses, and I didn't really know what he was doing. I had little kids. I was at Clarins. I was very busy.
It was like a side thing for him?
Yeah. He was kind of just doing scenting, working with an advertising agency, doing scent strips.
Okay.
Remember the days of scent strips?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
of course.
So he was doing the mechanicals, the layouts, overseeing the graphic artists, helping with the actual advertising shoot campaign. And that was his expertise. And as part of that, he then started to become interested in scent beyond the bottle, beyond the page, and started understanding this whole idea of another type of branding, which was scent branding with diffusible scent. So he was one of the, I would say, one of the first 3 or 4 people to pioneer this industry, which is why our company is called Scent Marketing Inc. We
Got
actually
it.
Have the name of the industry because he was one of the first.
I was wondering, like, yeah, it feels like a very just simple name. It's not like a jazzy kind of vague name. It's like you say what you do.
Well, they had to tell people what it was because it wasn't a thing then. What are we talking, like late 90s, early aughts? Like when did this start becoming a trend?
He actually started this in 2007, our company. So he started in 2006, 2007. And he actually was so passionate. He started the industry's trade show called Scent World. And he started an institute
wow.
of learning. And he had members. And then he had one client, which was Hyatt Hotel, which we still value our Hyatt relationship to today. We have over
Your husband started the industry.
He was one of the, not alone, but okay. He was one of the first people, there were a couple, that really started this understanding of scent as another way to communicate your brand or your
That's
business.
Awesome.
Yeah, unfortunately, as you know the story, in 2010, he suffered a heart attack. He was only 51 and he did not survive. But he left this incredible legacy. He left me 2 beautiful children that are now 19 and just went through their first year of college. And every day we live his legacy, not only because it is one to be honored, but what has happened over these years has become an incredible industry that people absolutely love their space scents. The home fragrance industry has become so important. And little did he know what this would become. Little did I know when I made the great big jump to leave corporate and undertake growing this business, little did I know what this could become. It's taken a long time, but we've really reached a wonderful place now where we are trusted and valued to work with some of the most wonderful companies in the world and their teams. And it's such an intimate way of working with people because you're right in there with them and their brand and their passion and their heart and expressing that.
Oh, he'd be so proud that you're like carrying on his little experiments in the garage and here you are turning it into a whole business.
Oh my gosh. I mean, look what you've built.
Thank you.
So now that you are such a force in this industry and your company is, I'm sure you see the trends as they come and go, because now there's trends within this world. Like, what's trending right now? Like, what are people looking for when they come to you, these spas, these properties, all of that? Do you have to steer them in the right direction if they're, like, going off on a tangent that you don't think is a good idea?
Yes, and I have to say I'm quite specific about that. Most of our work is very, very, very bespoke. Sometimes somebody may not be ready for a custom scent, and then we go and curate a scent. So that means we find something for them that's a match. And sometimes they give us a benchmark. And that's okay if they have something that they love, that they want us to be inspired by, but we'll never imitate anybody else's scent. And so what I'll try to do is, in that case, I'll try to respect, obviously, what the client loves, but try to also always encompass what I think the value of their brand is and bring them back to that.
Well, because you want it to be timeless, right? Because
yes.
If someone goes and gets like cherry ice cream because gourmand scents are hot in 5 years, that's not what you want your property to smell like. What right now is very popular? What kind of scents are people leaning towards?
You're right on. If it's really a branded scent, you want it to be emblematic of the brand, which hopefully over time is going to only grow and not change, right? So you always want to keep that scent branded and to that brand from the beginning. Cherry ice cream, depending upon who you are, though, could be very interesting if you're the Museum of Ice Cream, for example, or if you're some kind of an entertainment venue that might appreciate that.
You worked with them, right?
We do.
The Museum of Ice Cream.
But yeah, when you walk into the Museum of Ice Cream, you actually smell.
I need to go there.
Oh, it's wonderful. Oh, it's so incredible. If you have younger children, it's incredible. What an experience. You walk in, you'll smell our waffle cone when you walk in. That's the scent that we've provided to them.
Why waffle cone and not so that all the ice creams can go with it?
So that it's an accompaniment. So when you walk into a really wonderful ice cream store, you don't usually smell the ice cream, but you always smell the waffle cone. Because it's cold. Yes, exactly.
I remember we reported on that on the podcast, something about how when scents are cold, you can't actually smell them. Like ice cream when it's really cold, unless you put it on your tongue and taste it to melt
it. You can taste it, but you don't actually smell it.
You wouldn't know the difference.
Right. So in terms of what is really interesting right now, I have to say the woody scents are just so popular. Maybe it's a lot to do also with the success of a Le Labo. I mean, people just love the Le Labo fragrances. I think there's many of our friends and colleagues that we're going to celebrate at the Fragrance Foundation Awards tonight that have done such a great job. And they've really helped to set these trends. And I think that the woody scents are just very, very comforting for people. They're very familiar for people. People really, really enjoy them.
What about you personally? What do you like?
Oh, I don't have any favorites.
Oh, come on now. What a smart lady.
Oh, I don't have any. It's like your children. You can't have any favorites.
Okay, back when you worked at Clarins, did you have like, they used to have those oils that smelled so good, I remember. Like, what are you drawn to? Or tell me about some of your other favorite beauty products, if not scent.
Yeah, you can give us some favorite like beauty products if that feels better.
Okay. When I was at Clarins, they did have that incredible tonic oil, and I just used that all throughout my pregnancy. And not only was it highly, highly effective with not one stretch mark and having had twins, that's really something, but it also had that incredible aromatic smell. So yeah. I do love aromatic.
I love that. But everything was like herbal. There was a one in the blue. It was like in a blue, but I'm making a shape. It was like an oval.
Little
Jen's
squat
knob.
Glass jar.
So white top. Turquoise.
Mm. Eau Tranquillité.
Yes. I was about to say relaxing.
Yes. Well, they had Eau de Namaison, which was one of the very innovative product. It was one of the first body sprays, but it had these incredible aromatherapeutic benefits. And then we came out with Eau Tranquillité, I think it was called. I'm probably not saying that correctly. It's been years since I spoke French.
I'm going to Google it later.
But
oh my God.
That was a beautiful, beautiful scent. Yes, I loved my time at Clarins. It was amazing. And I love the fact that even though it was skincare, a lot of these body products in particular were really aromatic and gave you this integrated sensory experience that wasn't just about the touch, but it was about the smell.
It was sensorial, and there's not enough sensorial brands out there. And Jen, stop laughing. I feel like Jen is laughing at me all morning. I don't know why.
No, the listeners couldn't see that I giggled. I kept it quiet. Just because
I can see
how much you love it. Because when you get passionate about something, it's like it makes me giggle because you're very into it.
Okay.
But yes, a multi-sensory experience, like the beautiful packaging, the beautiful scent.
The scent, the packaging, the touch, the thinking behind it, it's all gone out the window these days. I don't understand what's going on. But Clarins had it. They had a 360 approach.
Yes.
And I don't understand what happened. They even had a spa. Oh, yes. I'm saying like Caroline doesn't remember.
She ran their marketing.
They even had a spa, Caroline. I'm like, on the Upper East Side. No, it was so good.
Madison Avenue. Yeah.
No, yes, it was going to go crazy.
Yeah. They were definitely Jacques Courtin Clarins. He was a physical therapist. He was way ahead of his time. And you know, I think a lot of the aspects of success that I've been able to bring to scent marketing are really because of these experiences I had in beauty, a deep appreciation of brand, an amazing appreciation of things sensorial. Right. And then the level of presentation of things, the way we are in the beauty industry, how we present things. And being able to bring that into the invisible world of fragrance. I think all of these things have really, I'm so thankful for them. They've stood me in good stead as an executive, as a worker.
Are any other favorites from that you still love and use from the beauty industry? Like, what's this red lip you're bringing us today? Or, it's like a rosy red.
I love the Sephora collection, their lipstick. It is absolutely amazing. I mean, I've tried every lipstick, right? And we get these incredible gift bags at events. I could have access to anything, but I absolutely love the Sephora lipstick because when I put it on, it doesn't dry the lips. It does not move. It does not move. I can admit it just never feel very confident.
This is a guest recommendation. I don't think we've gotten a call out for Sephora collection.
No, I think you're right.
I love it. I love it. I have it in all different I think I have two shades on actually right now. I think I have a red and a pink. I just absolutely love it.
I used to work at Sephora and then we called it private label. It's changed a lot since I worked there, but they would get the best of the best. They'd be like, who's doing it well? And that's the private label.
Totally.
So I'm not surprised. Okay. So you do Sephora collection lipstick. Any other favorite beauty products you want to tell us about?
Oh, I do love a little bit of Charlotte Tilbury, I must say. I think she's doing such a great job. She's an amazing bronzer, wonderful mascara. Oh, loving her mascara.
That's your mascara, Charlotte Tilbury mascara.
Loving the mascara, loving it. And I have to say, I did help while I was growing the scent marketing business. I didn't take on an investor. I self-funded, I bootstrapped, I did what anybody would do, you know, went into debt to try to build the business. And what was so helpful, though, is I used my beauty experience and consulted for different people behind the scenes. So I actually helped to create Pharmacy, the brand Pharmacy. I was the co-creator.
Of course, yeah.
So I still love the product. One of the last products I created there was Green Clean, and I just love Green Clean.
Is that the gel
cleanser?
Gel cleanser.
Balm, right?
And that's Pharmacy with an F.
Pharmacy with an F, yes.
Yes, yes. Well, I think it's a big enough brand now.
It has. It was just acquired. And I remember starting that brand from day one and going to Sephora and pitching it to Margarita Arriagada and Priya. And it was all the idea about fresh, squeeze skincare 2 hours from the lab. And yeah, it's grown up to be an adult. And it's been very successful.
And that's still your cleanser of choice.
I love Green Clean. I named it, I gave birth to it, and I love it.
That's cool. Now we have to have you come back on for like all of the knowledge from that side of your career too. But it makes sense. You use it obviously really well with what you're doing now. Before we let you go though, Jess, do you want to do the Fat
Mascara
5?
It's a quick lightning round. It's fun. Yeah. It's light. Your first beauty product you ever fell in love with?
Jemais Monte Blush.
I have questions. I have follow-up questions. I've never heard of that. What is that?
It was an amazing brand that became Monte Paris. But Jemais Monte was like Helena Rubinstein. She was one of the pioneers of beauty. And unfortunately, it doesn't exist anymore. But Jemais Monte, she had an amazing blush. She had amazing. She was one of the first to do the lipstick with the two-tone, the core in the middle, the conditioning core in the middle. She's very innovative.
Yeah.
Very pioneering, Jemais Monte.
And the blush was for you. Okay, that's a
and
good
I love
one.
The blush.
I haven't heard that before. Okay. Well, no, down. Jess is researching the blush, I think.
Yeah, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, I'll do that later. I think I found it.
Okay.
All right. Sometimes I'm guilty of doing live research and I can't help myself. Okay, pet peeve.
The need for every single thing to be natural when I actually think that natural, going to go out there and say it, sometimes very, very natural things we can be allergic to. I think what's really important is that we are non-toxic and clean and safe. Just saying.
Okay. This is a new one. That's a new one I threw into the mix, and I'm really interested to see how people respond. Mm-hmm. At first I was going to do like, what do you hate? But I feel like everyone's going to answer like war or like crime.
Yeah, no, pet peeve very is earnestly. A good question, Jess.
I thought pet peeve was better.
Yeah, good.
I'm curious if people are going to do beauty pet peeves because that's like a beauty pet peeve. Be interesting. Okay. We'll see how long we keep in the rotation. Okay. It's 12 noon on a Saturday. What are you most likely doing?
The reality is I'm here in the studio because it's my one day in the studio. We open at 12 where I get to actually be with real live clients and I spend 12 to 5 here. I'm either doing a little bookkeeping in the corner, but I'm working with real live clients on the floor selling and I love it.
Oh, that's cool. Movie you can watch again and again.
The Great Gatsby. I'm such a roaring 20s girl. I just love it.
What is your idea of happiness?
Oh, wow. Being with my husband, children, and brother and sister in Greece last week. Just hanging out with them by a poolside with a barbecue. It was heaven.
Oh, that sounds lovely. I'm glad you got a little vacation there. You sound like a very busy woman. Thank you for making time for us here at Fat Mascara. This was so great. Thank you.
Guys, you are great. This was so much fun. Thank you for making me feel so at home.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, parental controls, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.